The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is Clark Ramsey from the Harbor Beach Game Show series, which is coming up once again in Harbor Beach. It'll be this weekend. And it's a fundraiser, and it's a lot of fun in the fundraiser. So thanks for being with us, Clark.
Thank you for having me, Craig. It's good to be back.
The game show, how many years have you been doing this now?
This is our season six premiere. This is our season six premiere now for the Harbor Beach Game Show series. We started it back in 2011 in the theater. I always like to say we had our pilot show in 2010 at the Maritime Festival.
I don't think
Festival.
One show counts as a season, though.
Well, you know, that's that. If you know the game show, we like to basically
usually,
do things for my own.
Usually, shows that have one show and that's their season are the ones not being renewed. But you're renewing this every.
We're renewing it every year. Yeah, the budget only allows us to have one show a year, so that's what we do.
Okay, and you've been doing this, and each year you find a worthy cause that the funds go to.
Yes, the show started originally as a fundraiser strictly for the Maritime Festival. As years progressed and more needs came about, we started raising funds for the theater. That's when they were doing their digitization of the projector. So money went towards that. It's gone to different community organizations. And this year, it's also going to the Maritime Festival again. But also on top of that, it is a fundraiser to help continue and finish the program, the funds raising for the new portable stage that this community of Harbor Beach is building.
And you've been doing this a couple of years now, putting funds towards this so that the stage will be handy whenever it's needed.
Yes. Last year we started raising funds for the stage as well. It's been about 2 years in progress that we've been building this. We built the stage from the ground up. We started with a car hauler, like you'd see driving down I-69. We started with that, and we tore it down, we re-welded things, we sandblasted it, and we built it back up. So we can roll into an event and have the event, the stage set up within 30 minutes. It's 25 by 25. The ceiling can get raised up via hydraulics. It's a beautiful thing. And it'll be actually used non-completed this weekend. And then next month we'll have it entirely completed.
And there's a lot more to it than just making a stable platform.
Yes.
Because a stage needs to have places for lights and everything else because you want it to work properly.
Yeah, and with this stage, it's very critical that we can go into an event, set up quickly, and tear down quickly while also supplying cover for the bands. As the Maritime Festival and other events have grown, we are bringing in bigger and bigger bands, and they actually require that they have some sort of ceiling or roof over them. So this will
prevent rock shock.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, I mean, that way when they shoot their fireworks off, they have some sort of protection. So as that's progressed, we've had more need. We want to continue to expand the concert and arts in Harbor Beach throughout. So we're talking about doing a concert series throughout the summer on either Friday or Saturday nights tied in with our farmers market that continues to grow. And so this seemed like a good fit for the funds to go from the game show this year as well as the Maritime Festival.
Now the game show is Saturday night?
Saturday night, May 7th, the 7th at 7.
Oh, you should have done it July 7th.
No. We did that 1 year. Our first year in 2011, we did our debut, season one premiere. Yeah. We did it in May, and then we did it again with Maritime on a Thursday night of Maritime. And I think by Saturday at 2 p.m., I was entirely exhausted. That was when I was working here as well, actually, and it was just too much for me. And so one show a year is good for the time being until we start really selling out the place and there's a demand that we can do two shows sold out. That's when we'll jump make the jump.
Okay. What game shows are featured this year?
This year, the Harbor Beach Game Show Series is debuting Password Plus for the first time, which was hosted by Alan Ludden from 1978 to 1982. After that, it took on Super Password and ran all the way till 1989.
Typical premise of the show is there's like a celebrity and then the contestant, two apiece, and then they try to do the guessing and then they switch after a while with the celebrity and such. But it's basically you're going to have celebrities there too. You've lined them up as well, I assume.
Yes. So how Password works is there's two celebrities on the inside and then two contestants we draw from the audience on the outside. And well, say there's a word, and let's say it's horse. So the celebrity can use one word to describe horse for the contestant to guess, and it goes back and forth between the teams until they guess it, and then there's five words in a puzzle that are all themed together. And so that's how we try and raise some money, and then the team with the highest points after four puzzles goes on to play Alphabetics, which is actually quite neat. So then they have 10 or 60 seconds to guess 10 words that go in alphabetical order. So the first word would be starting with an A, second with a B, second, third one with a C, etc.
I see.
So that's Password Plus. Coming back this year by popular demand and as scheduled, Match Game 76 will reappear on the stage for the second year. And every year we try and bring on one new show and then bring back last year's new show for a second time around.
Because you don't have to build two sets.
That's a large part of it.
Because it's a lot of work for one night's performance.
Yeah, this is unfortunately not a paying gig for me. So we the funds are limited. And so we have the Match Game coming back. And then Match Game was such a smashing success last year. We've never had such positive feedback coming. People were still, the town's still buzzing about it. When they see me, they remember at least one or two punchlines from the show last year, which is about one or two more than normal. And so,
that show, when it came on television, was one of the more risque programs with their questions that had innuendos and answers that sometimes were beyond innuendos.
Yeah, and, you know, when Match Game 70...
And it, for its day, it was racy. Today, by television standards, you know, we're not doing anything that's way out of bounds or anything, but by, and its time, it was considered quite racy.
Yeah, in the mid-70s, when you think about what was on television and what was allowed on television to what is now, it's a completely different ballgame. And so what the beauty of the Higher Reach Game Show series is, we can kind of, and the beauty of the thumb standards is, we can go back to those original morals and standards back in the day, and we can put that on the stage, and it has that same nostalgia and feel, and we don't need to go just slapstick with it to make a joke. We can toe that line still on 70s standards and have a great time. So it's,
because they'd use the terms making whoopee and stuff like that, which, you know, you couldn't say a lot on television those mm-hmm. days, that they could in just a few years after. But these were the expressions they used, the innuendos, and it actually, I think you told me last year, it caught on after they were about to be canceled, because they started doing these innuendo things because we're going off anyway, let's have some fun.
Exactly, and actually we use the same list of cannot use words as the original show. I found them online deep in a corner of the weird part of the internet, and so we use those same words that you can't say this, you can't say that, instead say this, so it comes across as charming type thing. So, and like you said, you know, it's all coming back together, and Match Game Run was extremely popular in its time with Richard Dawson, Brett Summers, Charles Nelson Reilly, Gene Rayburn as a host. But then it went off the air in 1982, and it was kind of forgotten for 20-some years until the Game Show Network came into be. And every time they saw in their programming that Match Game was on, their numbers spiked 4 or 5 times more than any other show they had on the Game Show Network. So they started playing it more and more, and that's when I started watching the show as a young lad, and fell in love with it then, and it was a goal all the way to the end to get Match Game onto the stage. We did it last year. Now we're continuing to try and push that bar higher and higher for a better show.
I think a similar thing happened with, like, Hollywood Squares.
Mm-hmm.
They got a little risque, and then it seemed to really catch on. It was on for many, many years.
Yeah, and Match Game and Hollywood Squares actually had at one point a super block of game shows on NBC and CBS. And so that went to be, and then Match Game kind of ended abruptly. Gene Rayburn didn't want to finish, but in the 80s, standards started to change, and what people wanted on television was changing, and so they nixed it, and it kind of sat in a cellar for a few years until we brought it back.
Well, everything has its time and has its day, and your shows, you're trying to go for some of the nostalgic in it.
Yeah, we're using the tagline this year, we're going to take you back to Burbank, California, 1976.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful
downtown Burbank. For many, many moons, I've been a giant fan of Johnny Carson. It goes back to my grandmother, Anna Casiba, who's 99. This was probably 24, 25 years ago, I started watching, she had a 6 VHS set of Johnny Carson throughout the years, and I would when I was out there, I'd watch it every single time, and I can still pretty much say every word in those six VHSs. And so that's where the love for Johnny Carson started, and I started seeing some of the tee times in that, and the Karnak Magnificent. At the time, didn't understand any of the jokes, but I could recite them. And then,
but you heard the audience laugh, and you knew it was fun.
Exactly, exactly. So then that kind of started, and when we started the game show up in 2011, full-fledged in the theater, we said, hey, let's do some live commercials. And in fact, we were actually going to kind of do more of the Ed McMahon live television commercial where, you know, they're selling dog food and it's not going right. So that was the original intent.
You've seen the one where the dog...
Oh, yes. Instead, Johnny Carson's the
Johnny
dog. Yeah.
That was a classic.
And that was the basis of what we were going to do for commercial breaks for the game show in 2011. But then Tea Time took a life of its own. And we came up with the idea that, hey, instead of honoring and showing our sponsors in a quote-unquote good light, let's have some fun with them. And to the point where, like any good, funny campaign goes, people remember it because it's memorable and funny. So we always incorporate our tea times to the theme of whatever our sponsors are for that year.
You just have to be sure that they remember the sponsor's name, because sometimes you see commercials on television, you remember the commercials, and you ask, well, who was the sponsor? And you're like,
There's always a great, in college, in my marketing classes, there was my professor had a cartoon on the wall, and it said, and the caption was, oh, great ad campaign, but who's it for? And so, excuse me, that's always what we need to walk that line of making it funny and memorable, but at the same time getting the job done for our sponsors. And this show would not be possible without its sponsors. That's where our entire profit margin is based off of. The Gate, of course, helps that. It's an expensive show to do. Every year we keep upping the ante a little bit more. We keep buying more technology. This year we have 1,075 feet of HDMI cable, which is about 350 feet taller than the Renaissance Center in Detroit, if you're to line it up.
Slightly more than you have in your own living room.
Well, it's funny. If you saw my office this week, it looked like I was moving out, because every piece of technology I have is utilized for the show. I think we have 15 flat-screen televisions that are needed for the show, 1,075 feet of HDMI cable, around 400 feet of DMX cable that runs our lights. We have the XLR cable. I think there's 26 audio inputs for the show, and a crew of 35 to make it happen. So it's a huge undertaking, no pun intended, but it's a massive success every year, and we're just hoping to do the same this.
Do you utilize some of the theater's attributes? They have that big digital screen and such. I mean, is that something you can actually, because I believe you can plug into it with HDMI or something and project. I don't know how well that works with having to have the lights on as well to see the stage.
You know, the beauty of it is the Highbridge Community Theater is, I'm biased, but in my opinion, it is the best theater in our area. It seats 450. It's historical, built in 1927. It has a gorgeous balcony and mezzanine. It has no poles. The sight lines are fantastic. The acoustics are second to none. The chairs we redid in mid-2000s, they recline. They have removable armrests. You're comfy. It's spacious. And a great place to do the game show. And the staff there allows us to kind of do whatever we want to do with respect to the building. And so that enables us to just do some awesome, awesome things down the road. The projector we use is actually not the actual movie screen projector, because that ties into the surround sound system, which then would make backstage a hassle because the speakers behind the projection screen. So we actually donated an HD high-definition projector to the theater. It's more of a hassle to take it up and down every show, so we just leave it there, actually, so they can use it for their free movies and that kind of stuff. So there's two high-def projectors in that theater, actually. And so we utilize that, and it's just awesome that the High Reach Community Theater allows us to do that. And so by tying into that projector, we really have free rein to how we want to do it. We can hang applause signs, we can hang lights, we can rig the whole place, because there's a ton of wiring in that place that we add on Friday. I rent out the theater for Friday, so we have all day to set up. And we'll start at 8 a.m. and we'll wrap up probably about 10 p.m. And then Saturday morning, we start with a technical staff rehearsal. And then we actually have a walkthrough. And then we actually have a full-fledged rehearsal starting about 11 a.m. And that'll run to 2 p.m. or so. And then we'll have a couple hours off for the celebrities to have their break, and also for us to fix anything that goes wrong, because that's inevitable at this point always. And then doors open at 6 p.m., and from the time the doors open, our show really starts at 6 from the staff standpoint, where once those doors open, everything is timed off at 6 p.m. So at 7:02, that curtain goes up, and the show goes whether or not we like it or not. And then about 9:20, the show finishes up. Everyone goes home with a prize, and another season is in the books.
Now, the contestants you get are from the audience.
Yes.
Do you do like the game shows normally do when they're coming in? They have the interviews while they're in line. Is that how you kind of, or do you have people in mind that you think would be good for this? And if they're there, they're there. If they're not, find someone. I don't know how to do that.
So we use the same algorithm as CBS Television City. I have some friends out there who are able to
roll the dice.
No. And so when you come in, you'll fill out a survey, whether you want to be a contestant, is this your first time, maybe some questions. And we're actually implementing some new technology this year, which we're kind of keeping close to our chest, but kind of like the casino's eye in the sky, we're going to be watching a lot of people from behind the scenes using iPads and to fill out surveys of how people are reacting to certain things in the lobby and acting excited and, you know, personable, and all those attributes get then tabulated into numbers, which then goes into an algorithm, and it pumps out 8 names for us to then be contestants. So we don't even know until about 6:59, 7 o'clock right there, that those contestants will be tabulated. And then I'm finding out just at the same time as the contestants are on stage.
So does it basically come on down?
Come on down. It's... And The Price is Right, their stage and their studio, they only have one floor. If you want to come on down, you literally come on down from that balcony. And so
when they're up there, you think, please take the stairs.
Yeah, we don't have that kind of insurance policies. I'm out of that business, thank goodness. But so, yeah, it's complete chaos, and it's absolutely awesome.
Now, in years past, you've had prizes. Some of them were the consolation prizes, which mm-hmm. may have been more memorable to take home than anything else. Are you still doing that type of thing, finding the old classic type of things they used to give away?
Absolutely. If there's one thing I love, it's classic game shows, and I will watch hours upon hours in all my spare time I have from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. when I should be sleeping. And so, in the years past, we've given away ramen noodles, Kool-Aid, turtle wax, car wax. What have we've given away? It's just some odd things. Every year we give away Spam. That's a classic. Last year we gave away Noxema, Barbasol, a lot of random products. So I actually have some of the items we have. So this year this year's products are Ricola. We've given away in the past Grey Poupon.
Ooh, Grey Poupon.
Oh, yeah. And our tagline for that was, don't poop off, poop on. So we've given away Ready Whip, Cool Whip. So a lot of cool different things. And that always gets a good laugh. And that's part of the show. It's a game show in shell. But when it comes down to it, it's a comedy show of 2.5 hours. Because with the Johnny Carson aspects, everything is a pun. Everything's a joke. There's a tagline and a punchline to everything. And I take great pride in that.
And the game shows on TV, you used to give him a case. You give him
a
thing of Grey Poupon.
Well, in years past, I think one of my favorite things we gave away was we gave a girl a year's supply of Hellman's mayonnaise.
Oh, wow.
And how it started. So I take the photos of these products every year. So that means I have to have one to give away and then one for the product photo. So we can have two and make it look good. Well, one of the most enjoyable things about building this show from the ground up is, I'd say about 3 to 4 weeks before the show, I'll go to Sam's Club and just go through every aisle and find the most obnoxious gluten-free product they have. Gluten-free started as a joke with us in 2011 because we started writing these scripts for ramen noodles. And in 2011, I said, what is this gluten-free thing? I've never heard of it. And so we just started making the joke, and now gluten-free. And then about 2012, 2013, this whole gluten kick, fad, I should say, just went ballistic. And just absolutely ballistic. And now it's just, we've been doing it for 6 years, and it's one of the biggest jokes, and everyone knows it's coming, but yet it's just hilarious. And now, gluten-free! And so Randy Rapson, our announcer, helped with that, make that popular, and he's most known, most people know him for the gluten-free tagline. Unfortunately, he passed away about a year and a month ago. So then Max Cook, Max in the Morning, took over the reins. And if you think of Max's style, there's no man built better for a game show announcer than Max Cook. That's all I can say. Hey, hi, come on down. You know, it's just it's in Max's wheelhouse, and we're excited to have him on board for the second year.
Okay, and basically he's going to be saying, Band-Aids, now gluten-free.
Yeah. Well, you know, there have been items that we've given away that are non-edible, but they're still gluten-free, of course.
Yeah,
so
don't want to touch anything like that.
That's right. That's right. So I'm excited for the products we're giving away this year. And on top of that, the prizes you can actually win, well, you go home with those as well, but the worthwhile items is we're giving away $1,500 in cash.
My gosh.
So. It's cold hard cash, tax free, whether the IRS likes it or not.
Oh yeah, hard cash.
Yeah, that's one of the most expensive things is to buy a freezer every year for it. But just kidding. But yeah, so we're giving away $1,500 between a raffle and the cash prizes from Reef Show. We're playing two games of Password Plus. We'll take a brief intermission, reset the stage. We'll get the match game set in place, and then we'll play two games of match game. And before you know it, you look at your clock and say, "Holy cow, it's time to go for the after party."
Terrific. The one thing we haven't talked about is tickets.
Tickets.
Where do they get them? Do you still have them available? How does that work?
Most certainly available still. This last year we started going into the premium reserve seating business, and we hold that to a limited number of 90, and we sold out this year of the premium reserve seats. I want to clarify that. Of the premium reserve seats just a few days ago. So that reserve section has now closed. And there are 380 seats available only at the door for $10. Best deal in town, best deal in the thumb. $10, you get 2.5 hours of entertainment, a little less than that. $10 gets you in the door. You go home with a prize valued at $5 or $6 this year, mind you. Thanks to our friends at Farm Bureau for helping us out there. So you're getting a return on investment on your ticket of $10. And you have a chance to go home with some money, some parting gifts, and a whole lot of laughs.
Terrific. Wish you well this year in it. Anything more they need to know about it?
Well, let's go through the celebrities for this year's show. Okay. For the match game. It's always always fun to go through. And so Match Game 76, if you don't recall, there's six celebrity panel on the panel. Three in the top row, three in the bottom row. Matt Woodkey builds all of our sets. He does them identical. We started working on that about 6 weeks before the show starts. Planning for the show starts in September. But let's go through the celebrity panel. Kyle Mauzoff was part of it last year. Unfortunately, he can't make it this year, but we send our regards to him. Deanna Rubel is back. She works for the Gemini Group in Van Ex from Harbor Beach, and she is filling the role of Brett Summers. So she's top row middle. She's the spark plug. She's that
feisty one
who's not afraid to give everyone her business. So she's back. Warren Yangel, originally from Sebring, now lives in Midland area. He's making the trip over to the east side. He's in the position of Charles Nelson Reilly. And not completely to the aspect of Charles Nelson Reilly. He does his own take on it, of course. But between Deanna and Warren Yangel in those top two spots, that's a show in itself right there. Best couple out there. In the top left corner, we have Ed Klump, who is making his debut with the Harbor Beach Game Show series. Originally from Harbor Beach, lives in the Detroit area. And his tagline to life is always, I never allow the truth to get in the way of a good story. And so that's he's an absolutely hilarious person, one of the funniest people I know. He'll be on stage to provide some laughs. In the bottom row, we have Pat Murdoch, who's been a part of every single show since we started. She was a celebrity on Password. She will be a member of Password. She's been in Pyramid. She was a judge on Family Feud. She's been in Match Game. She's been a part of every show we've done. Matt Woodkey, he will be in the position of Richard Dawson, front row middle. I'm not sure he is as consistent as Richard Dawson was in his time, but he's absolutely hilarious as well. And then Sue Sorensen, also a school teacher. She's the bottom left, and she is that spitfire to follow Warren Yangel. So you got to follow him up with someone that is willing to able to take Warren's wrath, but also up the ante a little bit. So those are the six, and they'll be... They'll be having a good time on stage Saturday night.
Saturday night, 7 at 7. And
yes, sir.
Enjoy.
Doors open at 6. We hope to see you out there. We have 380 tickets available. Available only at the door. Show's at 7. Thanks again, Craig.
Thanks for being with us, Clark. Hope you get a good turnout and have a lot of fun.
Me too.
Our guest today on the program, Clark Ramsey, for the Harbor Beach Game Show Series. Again, coming up this Saturday. The doors open at 6. The game show starts at 7. A lot of laughs, a lot of local fun and celebrities, and a good time had by all, raising funds for the big portable stage that they're building for the Maritime Festival and other activities, musical band series throughout the summer. So it'll be well used and will be an asset to the community.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks for being with us. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll clue you in on all the latest in the news.